Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, development in New York, and not a good one. This hack, Alvin Bragg, DA, incompetent. I question this guy really badly. It's just been announced that he will not extend the grand jury that's convened in Manhattan to investigate Donald Trump for criminal felonies, criminal offenses. Cyrus Vance, his predecessor on the way out, is the one who convened it. And he hired the two most experienced prosecutors, white-collar crime prosecutors in New York City, which is saying something, because that's the financial center of the United States. These guys are first rate. And Alvin Bragg gets into office, and about a month or two later, he calls him in and says, we're not going to go after Trump. He's innocent. And they resigned. And on the way out, one of them said Trump committed felonies. Bragg at the time said, the investigation still goes on. It's just that, and he gave a song and dance, tap dance. He comes out on the stage with a cane and a top hat and does a little soft shoe. Well, two things happened yesterday. It's just been revealed that the grand jury will not be extended. That means by law, grand jury is convened for a period of time, a set period of time, say a year. They may take evidence once or twice a month, but the beauty of it is you can use them to issue subpoenas to get people to testify in front of the grand jury. By not extending it, what Alvin Bragg has done is release Donald Trump. And then they interviewed the clown, Alvin Bragg. They said, clown? Well, no, they didn't say clown. They said, Mr. District Attorney, that means this is over, isn't it? He said, oh, no. Very much alive. We're still looking at it. Well, then why didn't you extend the grand jury? Because now you can't subpoena people. He just waved and smiled and grinned. Somebody got to him. Cyrus Vance was one of the best federal prosecutors in the country as a DA. But this is all political. And you have to understand something about New York and Manhattan in particular. The thing is out there that identity politics is so ingrained that people frequently are elected based on their immutable characteristics. That means their ethnicity, gender, that kind of thing. In other words, physical characteristics that nobody can change. And Cyrus Vance was a throwback, and his father, Cyrus Vance Sr., was in the Kennedy and Lyndon Johnson administrations. I think he was ambassador of the United Nations. He was an eminent diplomat, and Cyrus Vance Jr. was an eminent prosecutor, but no one cared. Remember something. They passed a law in New York, which is being challenged in the courts, where non-citizens can vote. And they only have to be there for 30 days. That's going to add 800,000 people to the voting rolls. And they are not going to vote. That's wrong, by the way. And they are not going to vote based on merit. They're going to vote based on national origin and ethnicity. So the heck, the clown Alvin Bragg comes in and takes a dive. Somebody got to him. There's got to be a grand jury convened to look at Alvin Bragg as a result of this, in my view. A federal grand jury. Why do I say a federal grand jury? Because he's the DA. A state grand jury has to be convened by him. But I'll tell you what, the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York, federal, can do it. Subpoena his bank accounts, subpoena all his financial transactions, to determine if anybody's put any money into him. Who got to him? What promises were made? There are two other prosecutors who are honest. One of them is Letitia James, the attorney general up in Albany. And she is very, very close in her civil fraud suit against Trump. Just like, remember, he paid $90 million bucks for Trump University, that scam. Remember that? Well, in this particular one, what he did was he gave false valuations of his properties to banks and to the taxing authorities. He'd say a building was worth very little money to the taxing authorities, so he didn't have to pay much property taxes. And then he'd say the same building was worth a humongous amount of money to the banks to get financing. That's a felony. The banks are federally insured. That makes that a felony. And lying to the tax people is a felony as well. So, but why isn't she prosecuting? She's doing civilly. She's doing civilly. In my judgment, she could prosecute. Why isn't she? Statute of limitations is running. Sure, they'll get a fine. But if the average person did something like that on your house and you told the bank it was worth $1 million and you told to get financing and you told the state taxing people in Wisconsin is worth $100,000, you'd go to jail. What's going on out there? And but I think Letitia James is honest in the sense that she's pursuing the civil remedies, the fines. In Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia, the DA is terrific, and she convened a grand jury. And this has to do with the extortion of Brad Raffensperger. Remember that? He was the Secretary of State, Republican, right-wing guy. But they recounted the votes. Biden won. Trump called the guy, and it was taped. Fortunately, Raffensperger taped it. And Trump is saying, you got to come up with 11,000, I don't know, some odd votes, so I win by one vote. And I'll tell you, if you don't do it, there can be criminal consequences. That's extortion. Somebody calls you up and they go, I want you to do something which is illegal. And if you don't, I'm going to do something to you. Bring criminal charges against you, set thugs on you. That is a felony. That is a felony. Trump committed a felony. He commits them all over the place. They're like bodies he leaves behind him. He committed a felony in Atlanta, but then he gave a speech in Arizona threatening the DA, didn't use her name. He said, you know, there are DAs after me and they're racist. And this is a joke, right? I mean, they're racist because they're going after Trump. They're racist and they're, what they're doing is harassment. And I'm sure you know how to take care of them. That is an invitation to violence. She got death threats after that. She got death threats after that. Why isn't he prosecuted for threatening violence? Why wasn't he prosecuted when he said that the Second Amendment people should take care of Hillary Clinton? Why wasn't he prosecuted when he said her bodyguard should be disarmed? If somebody said the Second Amendment people in Union Hall should take care of Donald Trump, you would be visited by the Secret Service, even now, even now. Why is he permitted to threaten murder? Why is he engendering death threats with impunity? Why did the clown Alvin Bragg take a dive in Manhattan? The brave prosecutor in Atlanta didn't take a dive. She shouldn't have to worry about death threats to her kids. There are death threats coming to these people and they name their kids. That happened in Michigan with some election officials. Why are these people not in prison? Can't they find them? Can't they trace the call? Why aren't these people put in for long jail sentences? Why is it 6 months or slap on the wrist? Fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. And that's what's happening. Going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.